Would you believe my mind is a closed book? Yes, my mind is a closed book. My mind is a closed book because I choose what I want in my mind, and I choose what I want in my life, and I choose what I want to think, what I want to believe, what I want to know. My mind is a closed book, and only I put information in my mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the thought for today. My mind is a closed book. If my mind is a closed book, it would seem that I'm not open to new ideas. I'm not open to anything in the world. I'm not open to the experiences that go on around me. And that's true. That's true. My mind is a closed book. It only comes from the inner source, the inner awareness of my divinity, and the illusions, the changeable, variable activities that go on in the world around me, in the relative world around me, they are not in my book. Oh, they're in my book to a degree, but they're not really in my book. They're like frosting on a cake. That's not the cake. The cake is the real thing. Oh, but the frosting makes it taste so good. Well, this is the thing about an open book. An open book leads you into many areas of thinking, many areas of discussion where thoughts come up and try to make you believe that they are true, but yet they are constantly changing. And my open book allows that to happen, but my closed book does not allow that to happen. My closed book lives in the ideal self of me, the real self of me, the never-changing self of me, which always is the same forevermore. Why is it that I want to give any attention at all to the relative world? Why do I want to pay attention to being a human being? Why do I want to pay attention to living in a world where things are changing all the time? Not that they're good, not that they're bad, but they're changing. Now that which is everlasting, which is true, which is beautiful, which is good, which is always the same, is never changing, is who I really am. That's my divine self. Now, we want to say, I'm only human. And we do say, I'm only human. And when we say, I'm only human, that means we have an open book. That means everything that goes on in the world around us, whether it's important or not, whether it's real or not, whether it has any substantiation to it or not, it makes no difference. Because we take it in. We absorb it like a sponge, taking it in without regard for whether it is true or false, whether it is real or not, whether it is everlasting or not. Now you say, well, if we're a human being, we certainly should take in that relative world because we're living in that relative world. We are living in that relative world, and that relative world controls us, directs us, guides us, and illumines us to a degree. You could say that. You could say that, but I wouldn't. Because we are playing a game in the theater, and each of us has been asked to play a game. And the game we're playing is the game of being a human being. We are not Hamlet, but we are the actor pretending to be Hamlet, trying to see what Hamlet would be like, what drives Hamlet to be. Now, this is true when you say your name. I'm Herb Byerly. And will the real Herb Byerly please stand up? Will the real Herb Byerly, who is not touched by the relative world, not touched by the illusions that are here today and gone tomorrow, not touched by those things, will that real man stand up? Will that real person show forth who and what that person really is? Now, we say to ourselves, how can that ever be? How can that ever be? We are living in a relative... We are not! You're on stage. You're on stage. You're acting. You're playing the part of something that is not real. You're playing the character of a role that someone has written into a play, a book, a story, a theme of life. And we think it's real. But it's no more real than the actor pretending he is someone who he is not. Now, some of the actors are quite convincing. They're quite good. You really believe that they are the character they're portraying. And you follow in their footsteps and you say, wow, they're marvelous. They are fantastic. You look at a very successful man or woman, a very successful person who is a president or king or queen of a country and things like that. Well, that's not too cool. I mean, if I were the king of a country, I'd like to be the king 100%. I don't want to have a parliament or a Congress or all the other things the senators that are doing going to tell me what to do. I might have people I can turn to ask questions if I choose, but I don't even need to ask questions. Because if I'm the king, I'm the cheese, I'm the total picture, I'm the big wheel. I make all decisions from within me. You may tell me all sorts of things. You may say, do this, do that, do the other thing. But I'm going to make the decision from within myself because I am king. King by divine rule, by divine right. You know, the king's got it pretty close to being right. They got it pretty close to being right. They said God ordained them to be king. And as king, their word is sacrosanct. And that's true. Now, if they're really king, what kind of a kingdom are they creating about themselves? A kingdom that has intrigue, or a kingdom that has love, honor, joy, peace, goodness? It's all our choice. The reality is right there in front of us, and we play the game of illusion. And in playing this game of illusion, we think we are so smart. Oh, we are so smart. We are so smart to play this game of illusion. We don't need food. We don't need water. We don't need air. We don't need a body. But we chose a body because we like to be a puppet. We're a puppeteer. We're manipulating this marionette thing we call our body, quite nicely made, quite beautifully created. It doesn't show any strings, doesn't show any connection between the divine us and that appearance us, the relative us. No connection, but it's there for sure. Just as I quietly speak my word to myself and I say to my dog, Rex, come join me. I love you. Come walk with me now. And then a moment later, if that long, he's standing by my side, ready to walk with me. I don't know where he came from. He came out of the bushes somewhere, ahead, behind, beside, wherever. But I spoke my word, and he heard me. And you see, this is what our divine is. Our divine is always speaking its word in us, for us. And the illusion is out there saying, hey, I don't want to hear. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be in that world. Not at all. My life is an open book. I am responsive to all of the things that I see and that I don't see. But for me, Herb Byerly, I say, my mind is a closed book. Because I listen only to the divine within. I listen only to my God self. I listen only to that which I am everlastingly. And as I listen to only that which I am everlastingly, I am that. I always was and always will be, but now I'm acting as though I am. And as I act as though I am, it's the easiest trip in the world, as I act as though I am that. And I am experiencing it in every avenue of my relative life and my divine life. Some people seem to have charmed lives, charmed relative lives. They just are blessed with every good and bountiful thing. And some people are blessed with every negative thing, you might say, and they are not so happy about it. What's the difference between these two people? One turns to the divine within them and reveals that in everything they do, and the other turns to the relative and says, this temporary illusionary experience that I call my world, that's reality. My goodness sakes, how sad we are when we miss the point so drastically, so largely. We are a million miles outside of the range, and we're shooting at the target. We'll never hit it. We'll never hit it as long as we're thinking in the relative. Because the relative says distance counts, space is, time is, these things are. And the divine says there is no time, no space, all is one, right now, right here. Whatever I think is done instantly for me. Whatever I say is done instantly for me. Whatever I is done instantly. This is principle. This is the rule. This is the guide by which I guide my life. Therefore, my life is a closed book. My mind is a closed book. I do not open my mind to anything save whatever I choose to call divine. And when I close my mind to the outer world and open it only to my inner world, in my meditation, in my introspection, in my dreaming, in my affirmations, in my awareness of who I am, then the divine that I am is revealed. My book is already written. My book is already complete. I am divine. I am the allness right now. And as I live in the awareness that the book is already written, complete, totally, cover to cover, nothing added, nothing taken away, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That doesn't mean I don't have adventures, adventures I might call them, that I don't have revelations of things. Oh my, I was thinking I didn't have before, and now I know I have, and I experience that I have. But what happens to the before? What happens to that before? That before is gone, long gone. No longer do I remember there was a time when I did not have. I do not know of any time in my life or any space in my life or any experience in my life where I was not experiencing the absolute qualities of my divinity right now. There's no past. There's no memory of the past. There's no remembrance of the past. There's only living in the now. And in living in the now, I live so wonderfully, so positively, so gloriously, and I know that it is done. I know who and what I am, but I have to first close the book. I have to close the book to the world around me, to the appearance world around me, and open my mind to the reality within me, to the divine within me, to that which I am. And as I open my heart and my mind to that which is within me, then all things are revealed to me. No one has the answers for me, only the divine within me has the answers. And they're always the right answers. They're always the fulfillment of every desire of my heart. They're always the manifestation of every dream, every goal that anyone in my world that I'm thinking about, thinks about. I think about a house and it's there. I think about a hat and it's there. I think about a friend and it's there. I think about wholeness and it's there. I think about anything at all and it is there. I don't think how. For there is no how to it because it is there now. There's no how to it. It is there. My choice is to be aware that it is there and enjoy it. Act as though it is, and it is. These statements are not foolishness. They are not a joke at all. They are quite real. And the more we rely on them and believe in them and act upon them, the more they show themselves forth in our life, in our affairs, in our wisdom. Now, are you ready for such a life? Are you ready to close your book to the relative world about you and open your consciousness to the divine within you only? There is nothing else but the divine within you. So once you get at home with the divine within you, you will think of nothing but the divine within you, and it is fulfilled right now. Yes, we say to ourselves, okay, if that's the case, why don't you demonstrate that for yourself right now? I do. I live in abundance. I live in health. I live in harmony. I live ageless. I live timeless. I live spaceless. I live all these things right now. Oh, I don't see that in you. Of course you can't see it in me, because you're looking with relative eyes. Look with the divine eyes. Look with the eyes of the purity and goodness within you. And what will you see? You will see who I really am. You will see who you really are. And you really are all that is good and beautiful and wonderful and fantastic. That is who you really are. And that's all that really matters. When do I want to start looking at the divine within me? When do I want to start knowing and believing that all is already accomplished in me, right now, completely? Every strange, unimaginable thing that I can imagine and bring forth in my consciousness, it is there, bunk, just like that, click, just like that. But your friends around you, if they're not living in that abundance consciousness, if they're not living in that absolute consciousness, if they're not living in their divine awareness of who they are, they won't see what you see. And you couldn't show it to them in a million years, because until they look with their divine eyes, they will not see what's going on. They will only see the relative world, and they'll only see the limitations that are around them. They'll only see the struggle to achieve something, not that it's already fulfilled. You and I, yes, you and I, we know it's already fulfilled. The divine has already accomplished all that it set out to accomplish, and that's to be the allness. And everything we think about is ours. Everything we imagine is ours. Everything we do, but it's not on the relative world, which is ever-changing. Well, if you want the relative world, you can have it. You could be rich today and poor tomorrow. You could be healthy today and sick tomorrow. You could have this diversity of action within your being, if that pleases you. And many people do. Many people have that because it pleases them. But what you and I are rather blind to is how the infinite cosmos is filled with beings who live in the awareness of all now. The infinite cosmos is a storage place, or just activity place, or whatever we want to call it, where every being living in the infinite cosmos, living in their divine presence, living in their divine awareness now, experience everything right now. And we know that number is limitless. We know the number is limited of the people who live on Earth in a limited experience. And these people, one day, will wake up. You and I, if we haven't already done so, we'll wake up. We'll wake up to the fact that there is one principle, and we live according to that principle, and we live delighted in it. We live whole in it, complete in it, revealed in it. And as we live this delighted, completed, whole attitude of mind, we are the most delightful people you could ever imagine. That's right, we're the most delightful people you could ever imagine, because we want nothing, need nothing, are everything. And how truly great that is. How truly wonderful that is. And it's all because of one thing. And that one thing is that we have said to ourselves, I am divine. I am God. I am the creator of my universe. I live in the presence of that absolute magnificence that I am and that is me. And that is where I keep my consciousness totally. And the book of my mind is closed to all the relative world and open only to my divinity. And as I live in my divinity, I experience my divinity. I delight in my divinity. And I am my divinity. So, This is my path. Walk my path with me. Experience my path with me. Experience the way. Experience these things and watch how wonderful the world truly is. Know these things are yours right now, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that is, because that's the only thing that ever will touch any of us. That's the only thing that will ever mean anything to any of us. Because we live in abundance. We live in the allness. That's our reality. And we're just play actors on the stage of the relative world, pretending that it is real, whereas we, the actors, are the real, not what we are acting in, but what we are in reality. So with me, close your book on the relative world and open your book wide to the divine world, the divine reality within you, now and forevermore. Because it is great and very great. And in that awareness, in that knowingness, know that I love me. I love me. I love me. Hey, I'm supposed to say I love you. Well, I say that too. But first, I love me. And I love you with my absolute awareness now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.